Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
He's been unbelievable, I think. I mean, he's fit right in from day one. He's just got a great attitude. I mean, he's always smiling. He's a great teammate. I think he's gonna be a really good add for us in our lineup. And when we get Ronald back, that, you know what, it's gonna be really deep. And that lineup is. And
the lineup.
He's been fun to be around. I mean, he loves to play.
Oh, Bo's back at it.
You know, I think he's one of those guys. He's not gonna get tired. He's gonna get sleepy. You know, and I think he expects to play every day, and you know, he's, like I say, he's fit right in here.
What does that mean? That's one I had never heard before. I don't want him either. One of those things. No. I don't want tired or sleepy.
I'm just trying to think if that. Oh, that was Schnitt. He was on with Sandra and Steak earlier today. But I've been thinking, like, being like not an everyday player and just going to the ballpark has got to be just the greatest thing. I would be the most in the Gatorade bottle, beer drinking ass dude.
Yeah.
Like, I would be.
Well, especially if you were a starting pitcher.
That's what I'm saying. Now,
like, you're not playing.
Now, if you're a bench guy or something, you can't do that.
Right. Because
you never know when you got to come in.
Yeah.
But yeah, if I'm like a starting pitcher.
Can you imagine? Like, you're a good starting pitcher.
Making $40 million
right.
a year.
You're established. Yes. You're a good starting pitcher. Yes. And you threw a two hit shutout yesterday.
Yes.
You know how hungover and played golf this morning I am?
Yes.
Like, yeah. All you got to do is come in and get a little treatment.
Because, I mean, you know what? If you do
I'm sure it's more complicated than that, but you know what I mean.
Obviously. But you know, like, how bad things have got to be if you got to go back the next day in a regular season game? Like,
it's got to be the World Series.
No, that's what I'm saying. But a regular season game, and they're like, damn, we're running out of pitchers.
Yeah.
But you better throw damn Marcel Ozuna in there.
Put him in there. Before me.
Yeah, you better put
this is a $40 million.
Yeah, you better
put
Marcel in there.
I pitched 8 innings yesterday.
I'm hungover, man.
You put me, and I'm hungover. You put me back in there today, and I hurt myself. Yeah. You're getting fired.
Yeah, man.
You can't put me in there. Yeah. No, I've always thought about that. Like, that's people always talk about the backup quarterback being the best job. I don't know. I want to play.
Yeah.
Like, you want to play the game. Good starting pitcher is the best job.
Yes.
Because you only play one every 5 games.
Yes.
And if you're Sale, they find ways to get you an extra day here too. It's great.
Like, come on, man. Do I got to come to the park?
That's how all those pitchers get so good at golf.
Yeah.
Like, why do you think Smoltz is a scratch handicap?
Because he, you know.
Because he dominate on Monday. They didn't have to pitch again until Saturday.
Yeah, dog. I'm just going to play golf the rest of the damn day, man. But, yeah, yesterday it was a damn home run derby yesterday. I mean, just
Yep.
Good to see.
Good to see. Rounding into form. One more spring training game today in Arizona. And then they open up the season on Thursday on the road, which is awesome.
Got home runs?
Okay. Oh, let's hear the home runs. Let's hear all of them. Crack of the bat.
Ooh. Matt Olson to right field. Suzuki is back. And that ball is out of here. Two-run jack for Matt Olson. Center field. Happ is back. Olsen. Now Ozuna on a big fly.
For the Big Bear.
Is that one fair? Oh, yeah, that's fair. Three home runs in the inning for Atlanta. Olsen, Ozuna, and Albies. The bats are coming to life here
can
in the desert.
Can you tell when who hits what?
Who what?
When can you ever tell what hitter hits a home run off the bat?
Oh, that's a good one.
I'm always like
should do that. We should next time they have like this season when they have multiple home run games.
Yes.
Just get the crack of the bat and then we'll get because I feel like some of the Matt Olson ones.
Yes, you can hear Matt Olson's ball, man.
Yeah, like, and some of the Ozuna ones too. Like I feel like you can really tell because they just hit it a little different.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know. That'd be a fun game.
That'd be a fun game to do.
That'd be a really fun game. Yeah. And then like other guys, no offense, but like. All right, that was Olsen.
Yeah.
That was Ozuna.
So the first one was Ozuna, the second one was Olsen. So you switched
it's
them.
It's hell.
But I can tell if it wasn't Albies, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, Albies is a little. He's 5'7", you know what I mean?
But it gets out, dog.
But it gets out.
It gets out.
The man hits 30 home runs a year when he's healthy. He just has to stay
healthy. That's big.
He's only played over 100 games once in the last three seasons. Obviously, that was the story of the season last year for the Braves. But I was reading, you know, as the season gets closer, you get more excited for it.
He gets freak big on injuries,
too. That's true. That's the thing about Ozzie.
I think it's freak injury,
It's not like Acuna where he's like, you know, season-ending knee stuff. It's like, oh, he took a bad slider off his toe, and he's out for a month.
Yeah.
Well, how did he hurt his wrist?
Remember he was diving for a ball.
Was it diving for a ball? I couldn't remember if it was hit by a pitch or in the field. But yeah, it is. It's fluky stuff. Like, I can't call him injury-prone.
It's real fluky,
it's just weird.
It's real fluky, man. But yeah, exciting. The season, you know, opening day, out. Obviously, they're in Arizona because they start out on the road, and then they come back next Friday for the home opener and everything.
404 day.
Yeah, man, so it should be an outstanding. Hopefully the weather cooperates because, you know, there's
10-day looks good.
Huh?
10-day forecast looks real good.
I know it looks good the rest of this week, so which is lovely, but yeah, hopefully.
We had that little rain yesterday morning. I didn't know that was happening.
I heard it when it rained because it was like right at 4:20.
So then I got on the 10-day today, 78 today, perfect. 72, 71, 78, 78, 77.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Looks like we're rounding the form, baby.
Looks like we live in Georgia.
Looks like we're rounding the form.
Masters right around the corner. It's perfect. All right. Cam Ward had his pro day yesterday, the presumed number one overall pick. Sounds like he thinks that, too.
Yeah.
I say not only showing them, but every other team just throwing on rhythm, whether it's three steps on rhythm, five steps on rhythm for under in the gun, heavy play action, you know, gun five with movement outside the pocket, just showing them all. You know, under center sub that I didn't get to show as much during the season, let them know that I'm capable of it. Because at the end of the day, the NFL is not playing under center all the time. They're in the gun, but you got to be able to do it. And so that was the main focus for me. And then other than that, it was just making it all about my receivers, trying to throw them catchable balls, make sure not have balls hit the ground. We had a couple. But at the end of the day, you ain't going to be perfect. You always got stuff to get better at.
Don't overthink this tennis, sir.
Yeah.
Don't overthink it. Don't overthink. Just take the boy.
He's a really good player.
Yes, just take him. Because I know that it was
played a lot of college football and has been good everywhere he's been.
And that's the thing about it. He's always been good. I think you know Tennessee don't overthink. We know that their coaching staff was down there, saw a lot of video with him and Callahan interacting and everything. And basically, he said to himself, "I want to put it to rest."
Yeah.
Yeah, let me put it to rest.
No more questions.
You need a damn quarterback.
I am a quarterback.
I am a quarterback.
I'm the best one.
Yes.
Just take me.
And
I'll come on up there. We'll go from there.
And let's just go to work from there. Let's just go to work from there. Don't overthink it. And I saw that Priman and there and Shador there is on the 4th, so they're going to have the same contingency and everything there also.
But they're going to put that on ESPN.
I know.
Televise it.
That's what I'm like.
Which is great.
Yeah, because this one was on NFL Network yesterday.
Or, no, sorry, maybe that one might be on NFL Network, too.
NFL Network. But, don't overthink it, Tennessee. Go ahead and take this young boy. And, you know, I think the biggest story yesterday was the receiver that ran slow. And I was like, feel bad for him. But, I mean, he's a slot receiver. He did the quickness drills that pretty much solidify a slot receiver. He was really good at that. But, yeah, just don't got long speed. But I saw, like, you can't be small and slow in the NFL.
No.
Yeah.
They don't like those types.
You can be quick as a damn hiccup.
Yeah.
But
you can be small.
You can be small and fast, but you can't be.
You can be big and. Can you be big and slow?
Yeah.
You don't really want to be slow.
Lineman.
Right.
Yeah.
compared to receivers. Yeah.
You trying to. Yeah.
Yeah, no, small and slow.
Small and slow, dog.
That's how you become a sports radio host. They like the small, slow ones around here. All right, here's John Calipari talking about whether or not Arkansas can be viewed as an underdog.
Are you an underdog?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. Like, look, most of my career – was shouldn't, wouldn't, can't, won't.
God.
I mean, we've been the underdog. You remember UMass. You came up and did some games. You went on the court, shot air balls, and, you know, some of the stuff there. And the Memphis, the same thing. And, you know, we had a pretty good run at Kentucky. And there was that eight, 9 year period where, we were the one. But, you know, most of my career, I've been that. And
will
so
you sit
I'm fine
I'm,
in that role.
I'm sure you were sitting down when you were saying this.
I'm just trying
stand
to
up so
sure
you can sit back down.
Yes.
In that role.
Stop.
Will you stop?
Underdog.
Will you stop?
You made UMass a national brand with Marcus Camby.
Will you stop?
You were a couple missed free throws away from a national championship at Memphis.
With Derrick Rose.
And then you had all the best guys for 15 years at Kentucky.
Stop. Stop, Cal.
It's crazy. It doesn't matter who you are or what level you get
whatever,
to.
Man.
You have to convince yourself that everyone's against you.
And that's fine.
As long as you believe it.
As long as you believe
it, that's
all that matters. But will you stop?
Now, they are technically a 5.5-point underdog to Texas Tech.
I didn't realize Texas Tech was as good as they are, but they're really good basketball
team.
I think Arkansas should.
They've been in the mix for years.
Yeah, but that's the thing. They have been. Yeah. Who was the one that wing they had a few years ago that I thought the Hawks were going to take? You know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
That I was like, when we were talking about drafts, like
the name
kid,
Andre Emmett comes to mind, but that is not it. That's way too far back.
But yeah, he's a wing from Texas Tech that we're like, well, he'd be perfect for the Hawks and everything like that. But yeah, Coach Cal needs to stop. He needs to stop what he is. He ain't no damn underdog. What he is.
Jarrett Culver.
Jarrett Culver, that's what it was.
And I think he plays for the College Park Skyhawks.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
No, he's with the G League. He's in the Magic G League.
Okay.
Now. But yeah, no, Jarrett Culver was the guy.
Yeah, he was a nice two-way player.
He was a lottery pick.
Yeah, he was number four. No, he wasn't that high.
Six.
He was six, okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, they got to, you know, whatever, Cal. You know, nobody wants to hear that right now, man. You had the best job
in America. That's the closest thing we have to a Cinderella, though.
Yeah, right now, yeah, no doubt about it. But I mean, you had the best player, you had the best program, best basketball program with the best players, all the one and dones and everything like that, and you won one damn championship. Now, you won it with a guy who some consider, you know, maybe one of the best college players ever, because Anthony Davis was
incredible.
He was incredible.
Anthony Davis was so good in college.
Yes.
That he's been very good but hurt all the time in the NBA and still gets credit for how good he was supposed to be.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
He
was a top 75 NBA player,
yes.
Partially because he was so good in college. It's crazy.
Yes.
He came back last night.
Yeah, I saw. I saw. They were talking about it was a cardio night for him.
That's pretty much what it was.
This was a cardio night for him.
Pretty much what it was.
Yeah.
He had like 12 and 6 or something like that, but he was out there.
A cardio night.
They're in the 10 spot.
Yep.
So they're still, you know, hanging around.
All right. Well, they got.
Oh, actually, they're tied for the 10th spot. That's
with the Suns.
Crazy.
Yeah, with the Suns. But they got. He's. I guess they're trying to make it look good because they got 10 players now. Because remember last week we were talking about they might have the forfeit game.
Yeah.
So they got 10 players.
Yeah,
they got 10 players.
They got a full team now.
Yeah, they're full team.
The Hawks are playing the Rockets tonight.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Get you some.
Rockets won 9 out of 10.
Remember, they were sliding.
They were. Yeah. Not anymore. They're the number 2 seed in the West right
the
now.
The Lakers are sliding.
They're healthy. Going to be a good test for the Hawks. We'll talk to Mike Conte about that. Talk a bit about the Atlanta United game over the weekend as well. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.